This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. The Greek Melkite Catholic Archbishop of Aleppo says fighting was continuing Thursday in several districts of Syria's biggest commercial city. Metropolitan Archbishop Jean-Clément Jombart says the areas under siege in the northern city are mostly in the outskirts, which were built up over recent decades as rural families transferred to the urban center for jobs. He told me that the communities under attack are not necessarily sympathizers with President Assad's regime.
Some of them are sympathizing, but the problem was that many fighters went in, came from outside the city and settled amidst of them. Some of them are from these parts, but many others came from outside Aleppo and perhaps far from Aleppo, from the north, the Turkish borders. Some came from Idlib. And for the situation in Aleppo now, for the battle in Aleppo, even some came from Hama and other even from the south of Syria. They gathered a large number of fighters in Aleppo, and they went in the midst of the population. And they settled there, and they are, you know, barricaded there. This is the problem.
There are many news reports now which are saying that Syria is a place now of a proxy war, that many opposition fighters are coming from abroad, fighting on Syrian soil.
That's right. And there are offices and organization to find fighters, jihadists, people who want to fight for God and for the Islamic cause. And that's why we have fundamentalists coming from Libya, from Jordan, from Egypt, from several other countries, from Afghanistan, even from Turkey. There are plenty of people coming from all these parts of the world. Of course, there are fighters from the city, from the country, which are called the Free Syrian Army.
Have any of the churches or members of your parishes been hurt in the conflict so far? How is the local Christian community doing?
Thank God we have been preserved till now. Thank God our places are not militarized. And we have forbidden and asked our people not to take arms and to stay away. And we made it clear to everybody that we are not part of this fighting. And we ask everybody to be quiet. And we remind everybody that we have been living with Muslims since hundreds of years, since centuries. And we have always been good with them. And they were good with us. But the people coming from other countries who do not know how the living together of Muslims and Christians in this part of the world was, they think that the thing is not good, and they are doing mistakes in this regard, and they may be killing some time. But thank God, we must say that we have no many casualties. We have been threatened by kidnappings and by perhaps investing and occupying some of our houses or our properties, not the church, but the Christians or mills. But we can say that our people is safe, and we hope that it will continue to be like that. And we look forward, and we call for dialogue, and we call for finding a peaceful settlement for this problem. We call our people to do it, to try to work for it. We call our friends, Muslims friends, to try to work for it. But we must say that we'd like to see European countries, the Occidental world, doing something on that regard, to try not to send arms and push people to fight, but to send encouragement to sit down on a table and to talk and to find a solution by dialogue. That's what the Holy Father has called several times, and we are happy and we are pride we are proud to know that our Pope Benedictus has called for that. And this is very important. The Western countries must understand that it is not the way to get what he wants. The peace and the dialogue will be the best way to find the issue for this. Yes, this fratricide war, where people dies for nothing, but for realizing some objectives, I do not understand.
Archbishop Jean-Bart brushes off any implication that the neutrality of Syria's Christians can be seen as an indication of their support of the Assad regime. He suggests that the same neutrality could be seen as supportive of the opposition.
No, we do not take neither for that nor for that. I mean, the people who are fighting are fighting. The people who are engaged and involved are involved. But now, ourselves, as communities, as church, we do not want that. And we ask our people not to go ahead in this way of preserving their selves, because it will be to protect themselves. We do not want this protection by arms. We want the protection coming from, of course, the providence of the Lord, but also from dialogue and understanding with everybody that we do not want to hurt anyone, and we do not want anyone to hurt us. We do not go in political discussions and in political choices.
One of the things that came out of the Synod of Bishops for the Middle East in 2010 was the fact that the bishops are very concerned about the exodus of Christians from the Middle East. They've been there for 2,000 years.
That's right. And this is our big problem, and this is what we suffer, actually. What we suffer, what I suffer myself and all my brothers, bishops, are suffering, is that many people want to leave, and mostly the youth, and this is a big preoccupation for us. Many people has left, those who had some possibility, financial possibilities and money, they were able to go to Lebanon and to other countries to stay for a few months to see how things will go. But some of them has left to Canada and to Australia and to Europe, and this is for us a big preoccupation. Some organization here are, of course, they are not recognized, but some business offices are offering to some of our people the transfer to Sweden or other countries, paying a lot of money. They let them pass through Turkey, and they make for them false documents, and they bring them there. And when they arrive, they declare that they are political refugees. And this is a bad thing. I don't like it. There are others who try to fly and to go to emigrate legal and regular ways. There are those who have some relatives in the United States or in Canada or in Australia or in South America. But this phenomenon of exodus is terrible, and we are very, very, very aware about it and preoccupied. And regard, I am writing, I am preparing for our bulletin on Sunday, a call for our people to keep quiet and to wait and see. And it is not the moment to decide to go away and to try to stay these few months, and I am sure that things will go well, and our country must be the most, the beautest country for them, the world, because it is the country of their parents and their ancestors, and it is a country where we were living since 2,000 years now, and we have the duty, but also the chance to live in these countries. We mustn't lose this chance and lose this possibility to be full citizen in this country and to bear witness to the Lord in this country, where Christianism has found his first step to the world. I am very, 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 very sad for that question, and very, very preoccupied.
Now, Pope Benedict is expected to visit Lebanon in September to hand over to the bishops of the Middle East that apostolic exhortation concluding the synod. Are you going to go there to Lebanon? And
yes,
what do you hope?
I'll do my best to go.
What do you hope?
If it is impossible to move, if we do not, if the situation, security situation, wouldn't allow me to do it, of course I will not be able. But otherwise, I'll go certainly to meet the Pope and to create him in Lebanon and to be beside him when we'll deliver the document we are waiting for.
What do you hope that the Pope's visit will accomplish?
I hope that he make a call, insistent, but also very strong call to the world, to the West, to see the things not just in money wise and in interest wise, but to see also the thing in human wise, and that they may do their utmost, what possible, to reach to dialogue and to resolve this problem by dialogue and reconciliation and a compromise, which will be good for everybody, for the West, for the East, for Syrian, for Christian, for Muslim, for opposition, and for the government.
Greek Melkite, Catholic Archbishop of Aleppo, Metropolitan Jean-Clément Jean-Barth.